More than 200 tattoo artists from around the world traveled to Wisconsin for the Milwaukee Tattoo Arts Festival. It's Friday, December 27th. Thanks for being with us. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning. I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, do you have a tattoo, or maybe you've thought about getting one? This upcoming Wisconsin Life episode might help you decide. WPR's Corinne Hess met with some tattoo artists and those getting tattooed about why they got theirs. Stay with us.
And to the best of our knowledge, we're curious about everything.
We went for a day's caving down something called Giant's Hole, and I went onto this space where there was no running water any longer. Utter silence, dryness. I came out frightened and thrilled.
To the best of our knowledge, intelligent, optimistic, and curious about everything. Weekends on WPR News.
It's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's WPR's Maureen McCollum with a story about tattoos and a convention happening in Milwaukee.
Milwaukee lives up to its nickname as the City of Festivals, as it draws millions of visitors every year. But it's the annual Milwaukee Tattoo Arts Festival that draws more than 200 artists from around the world for 3 days of inking and intrigue. WPR's Corinne Hess takes us on a tour of the festival to meet the tattoo artists and their human canvases.
The sounds of buzzing fills the air as you walk into the Milwaukee Tattoo Festival. Booths showcase unique styles of each artist. Some customers browse, others know exactly what they want. They have traveled hundreds of miles to get inked by their favorite artists.
So funny story, I was in the military for years, went into Playboy, did a lot of TV and film, and I just woke up one morning and my husband's like, what are you doing today? And I was like, I'm gonna sell the company and become a tattoo artist. And he was like, okay, let's do it.
That's Michelle Manhart. She gained fame in 2007 when she posed for Playboy, appearing in and out of her U.S. Air Force uniform and also draped with the American flag. Michelle was reprimanded and demoted for the appearance and later quit the military. Now a full-time tattoo artist in southern Georgia, the Milwaukee Festival is one of her annual stops.
So Milwaukee Convention is one of our top favorites. We do it every year unless for some reason, you know, a natural disaster. Even that didn't stop us. We're still like, let's go. The Milwaukee people, don't get me wrong, like I've seen some mean people in Wisconsin, right? The northern attitude. But inside here, I kept in touch with people over the years that I've met. I think it's because we have a common, you know, they don't just come here thinking, oh, what's going on? They come with a purpose, they know, you know, and they're just always so nice. They have so many great ideas. They're very artistic, but they let us have the freedom.
Freedom to tattoo customers with Michelle's signature style of cartoons, portraits, and flowers. A couple of booths over is another artist who made the journey to Milwaukee for the convention.
How you doing? My name is Daryl Cleveland. Everybody call me DJ. I own Moving Murals Art Studio out of Philadelphia. Just here to tattoo, leave my mark on the city. I always knew how to draw, and I went to get a tattoo one day, and the guy didn't know how to draw. And he was like, well, I can't do it until you have a picture. So I sat there and drew the picture, and he tattooed it. And I was like, well, I could have did this. So the next day, I got a machine and been tattooing ever since.
DJ's tattoos are beautiful, detailed line work. He offers clients anything from images to Medusa, to the Joker, to intricate faces of their own children.
Tattooing is fun, but it's like the creation process that's really the fun, you know? Like, just building it, and then, yeah, like building the tattoo, like, because it starts with just one line, you know? And then by the time it's done, you got magic.
A young Milwaukee woman is getting work done in another booth. It's of one of her favorite Disney characters.
Kara, Kim Pagnus.
I'm Matt Sorensen.
I met Matt like 10 years ago. My parents live in Davenport. I got tattoos with my dad and my brother from him, and I've been getting tattooed from him ever since. I've always loved The Little Mermaid ever since I was a child, so I actually told Matt about that idea years ago, and he came up with the whole concept, and it's finally coming together.
Swinging back around to Michelle, a large photo of her naked body from her Playboy days is attracting visitors.
So how many tattoos do you have?
I kind of have this personal joke that if you know how many you have, you don't have enough. Because if you can count them, you just don't have enough. They're not flowing together anymore. So I don't know. Like, my entire back is done. I have full sleeves. I have a lot of leg tattoos, but still plenty of room for a lot more. So I really don't know how many. I can show you my favorite one. This is my favorite tattoo. My grandson actually did it on me.
It's a scribble on Michelle's arm.
He has been somewhat in the shop since he was born. And when he was 3 years old, he did his own stencil, he did his own setup, everything all the way through from beginning to end. We just guided him in places where he may have needed things, and he was only three.
WPR's Tattoo List reporter Corrine Hess brought us those voices from the Milwaukee Tattoo Arts Festival. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lola Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.
And that'll do it for this Friday. Thank you so much for being with us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. As always, we're in your podcast feed every single weekday morning. We'll be there automatically if you just hit that subscribe button. We'll talk to you again soon.